Hey gamers, just a quick heads up before you get into this episode. This is a two-parter, and I notice that a lot of you don't listen to both parts, which is a little bit hurtful, but totally fair, you know? So I just wanted to let you know that the second part is way better than the first part, I think. I mean, don't get me wrong, the first half is not half bad, but I think some of the best work I've done and we've done is on Act 2. So yeah, definitely jump into that when you can. Other than that, enjoy the episode if you can listen to both then. Vancouver.
Yes.
Hey.
So, as you may imagine, if you see the date of this episode, it is May, Revenge of the Fifth. And instead of making games this time, we're self-quarantining, you know, over online. It's going to be a normal episode. We're just going to make, like, a Star Wars, like, game. If that sounds cool. By the way, joining me,
Vancouver has ceased production.
Yes. Thanks for speaking up.
Decimated our staff.
Returning CEO Eli Nicholas, welcome back.
Thank you.
Along with other co-boys, Matthew Easdale,
and former CEOs. Yes.
And all of our former CEOs, Colton Byers. We're all here. We're all just gonna, you know, make it sort of a wait. What's this? Oh, hold on. I got a disc acting up. Some sort of futuristic disc I bought off of Amazon before shipping went. Whoa, it's a Star Wars hologram from the film Star Wars.
Wait, the film Star Wars?
What?
Right here, I'll hold it up closer to the mic so you can hear it.
Hey?
Is it right, from wait. The sequels or the prequels? This is Walt Disney here. Listen
up. Oh, that cryo freeze didn't treat him well.
Oh, yikes.
But what's even harder is the state of Star Wars these days.
I'd imagine it's harder being a fascist, but keep going.
Yeah, weren't
kind of
down with the Nazis?
I tell you, who's a fascist Star Wars fan? They can't stand that they can't handle it. So I need some fresh, new, young faces. You see?
Wow, that sounds like David.
It's all about diverse stories. And you, five young adult white men, can do the most diverse Star Wars story. Oh, you're the target audience, and you can save Star Wars. You gotta make a movie.
How do we know you don't just want young people to steal our life force to try and resurrect yourself?
Yeah, wasn't that the plot to the newest Star Wars? Can I say that? Is that a spoiler?
It's not even on Disney Plus yet. Until now.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was Walt and Disney, the head of Walt and Disney, I should say, on the sort of hologram screen.
Like any old recording of Walt Disney did.
Yeah, it did. One of those speech synthesizers, I imagine. So we got to make a Star Wars movie.
Star Wars movie. Movies aren't really our forte here.
This is a game company.
Hold on. Okay. I have an idea.
So we've made games that were just cinematic cutscenes.
True. That
and
Battle Royale.
Exactly. You know, Battle Royale was, I mean, halfway to a visual novel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, definitely had the sex scenes to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There were a lot of those.
All right. We need. Hold on. I may have a tool set to work with. Let me just pull this up real quick. Ding. Some typewriter sound effects, Harrison. Just put it in post, please. Ching, 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 ching,
Here we go. I found something, boys. Thanks to my sort of old-timey Hollywood search engine, I now have the tabletop game Fiasco. So for those of you at home who don't know what Fiasco is, it's basically an improvised sort of movie, classic two-act structure, and luckily, it's a very interesting and dynamic sort of system that there's no DM. Luckily, I'm sick of it from our sort of back recordings of Nat 20 Unlimited podcast coming soon. And luckily, based on a few dice rolls, we already have our relationships figured out. It's a game about, you know, just based around relationships and based around basically failure and how sort of a film plot progresses through that. So we already set up our actual characters and the relationships already before this episode was recorded, because this is basically a reboot, like what Star Wars should do. You know, this is a classic Star Wars reboot, and we're going to bring new life into the legacy of Star Wars with this sort of in Fiasco. The different sort of rules and guidelines are pretty loose. It's based around play sets, which are basically like kind of like modules in D&D, but instead of modules, these are just sort of, this is a location and some different sort of relationships in that location. And what we're going to be playing is Lord Dumicus and his giant battle planet, by Scott Soleimani.
As CEO of Boys Club Vancouver, at times I've been a bit brash regarding copyright, but I think with Disney, we shouldn't play with that beast.
Yeah.
Lord Dumicus, I think, and his giant battle planet sounds just right.
So I have a quick question.
Yes.
Now, is this acting as an episode 10?
Or no.
Or is this like extended universe spinoff?
This is a full reboot. We're dumping the canon again.
Wow.
That's the Legend of Legends of Star Wars. This will be called Hoot, a Star-Star Story.
Wow. A Star-Star Story?
Yes.
I love it, Harrison. Give me more of that.
All right, so yeah, let's kick off Revenge of the Fifth by we'll break down our characters. I might as well introduce myself first. I will be playing the role of Jeffamy, a sort of chillaxed, turtle dude that's just trying to do his job as like a sort of mall copy type deal within the giant battle planet.
All right, Eli will be playing Garvis, the robot man.
Yeah, Android type one, with like a human brain inside of it.
Exactly, a human brain inside of a dome, and I roll along on one wheel.
David, could you tell us about your character?
Yeah, so I'll be playing Jimothy, who is also a turtle person, right? I remember.
Yeah, we're brothers.
Yeah, we are brethren. I think my son's kind of shy. I let my older brother do a little more of the, you know, more brash stuff. I'm just going to follow his lead.
Indeed you do. Matt, may you please introduce your character?
Yes, so I am Matt, the radar technician, the Hoot, who is sort of a Jabba the Hutt type character, but is an owl.
Whoa. New IP, Matt, new IP.
I loosely, allegedly based on the character Jabba the Hutt, except he is an owl.
No, you're based on Pizza the Hutt.
Exactly, something like that.
Right. Yeah, we're based on Pizza the Hutt. Who is Canada?
And I'm just kind of like an old, decrepit janitor who's worked on the battle planet for
and just like Pizza
years.
Hut, you're like kind of slimy and just like, you don't, feathers don't completely cover your body. It's just, you know, some feathers are there.
I really only have feathers on my head.
Character once.
Yeah, and it was hilarious.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah, great at bringing a visual gag that we don't have.
Well, maybe if I find it, we can make it a Patreon bonus.
Patreon bonus. Of Jabba the Hutt.
Silency presents Patreon. Definitely the time to donate. Lord. Colton, what is your character, may I ask?
Yes, so I am playing Y, as in the letter, and he is also a robot, but unlike Garvis, Y is brand spanking new right off the assembly line, and he is the next generation of robots on the battle planet.
Notably without a human brain.
Exactly. He has a much faster computer brain.
You shut your mouth.
A much superior
computer
intellect.
We will get into it in this game, I'm sure.
The future is now, old man.
Absolutely. And we'll get
goddamn
into
legs.
Yeah. And first, we'll get into the relationships of the game. So basically, how Fiasco works is that we roll dice, and according to what number of dice, we have different options to choose by using said number of dice. So we already did this, and we're just going to just hop right into relationships. So yeah, we'll start with me and David, Jeff, me, and Jimothy. So yeah, basically, our relationships are hostile relatives. And basically, so a lot of the relationships also need a location or an object. And me and Jeffamy's and Jimothy's location is the pod floor communal bath. So yeah. That's the thing there. next we'll move on to Jimothy and Y's relationship. Jimothy and the letter Y are joined at the hip in the sort of fashion of a supervisor and his lackey. And their sort of actually location is off limits and in the server room. So yeah, that'll be very interesting for those at home. We'll move back to the letter Y and Matt, the radar technician, the Hoot. Basically, their relationship is the old hat. Matt is the old hag to Colton's fresh newcomer. Though they have the location of protocol being the private lord's chambers, the aforementioned Lord Dumicus. We'll then move on to Matt's relationship with Eli. So Garvis and Matt, the radar technician, the Hoot. Their actual relationship is questionable, having to plan a space rave.
Oh, man.
Yeah, questionable having to plan a space rave. And this could involve off-limits anti-gravity chamber, but we'll just have to wait and see. And Garvis and Jeff and me, that's me, that's Eli and me, we just have, for our relationship, it's just the quote, no one talks about that night at Section 8. And our sort of meeting place and the location for our, it doesn't have to actually be at the location, but it has to involve the location, protocol location, the VIP arrival bay.
Exciting.
All right. How do you boys just feeling like jumping into it?
I would love to. Are you going to read the intro?
Do it. All right.
Yeah, you'd love to jump in if you could jump.
Okay. Oh, God damn it. I can jump. I can jump like a half inch off the ground. I have a little servo that makes me go up and down on my single wheel.
It's a little hop like Wally. Like his neck moves more than his actual body. the score. That's basically the description for Fiasco Plays. It's all about heisting. It's very fun and whatnot.
The Insurgent Alliance continues to strike back at the Universal Commonwealth. As a means of total retaliation, Lord Dumicus devises the ultimate weapon to crush his enemies. His giant battle planet. His giant battle planet has the power to rip stars apart, crush planets. Along with his elite cloned battalions of lightning squads, Lord Dumicus can change the shape of galaxies, both politically and physically. Mostly physically, he likes the physical stuff. His ability to tap into the quiet energy all around us, to perform acts of deadly telekinesis has no equal. His military leadership has no peers, as he commands a well-trained and loyal army that the rest of the universe both fears and respects. His training and use of the ancient art of the Neon Saber is unheralded. But it is his giant battle planet that will be known as the crowning achievement of Lord Dumicus. Once it becomes fully operational. Unfortunately, to run the operation of this size of his giant battle planet, it requires a lot of people in the background to run it and maintain it. Nameless IT contractors who need to keep the through-space wireless data transfer system up and running, dissatisfied pencil pushers who need to get the costs overruns down by cutting a corner or two, the thankless latrine cleaners, the bored meat drones who need to count the bolts every other day to ensure that the hole is stable, the guys and gals who don't really care about the military implications of what they're doing,
Frankly, it's just a stupid, underpaid job to them, with cramped shared pod rooms and paper-thin walls that refuse to muffle the horrid dubstar music in the pod room next door. This is their story. So every place has a movie night. The movie night for this is Star Wars, Office Space is listed twice, very important. Animal Health, Battlestar Galactica, Revenge of the Nerds, 9 to 5, Real Genius, the Dilbert comic strip, and of course, the Gospel, Spaceballs. So yeah, we'll start at, we open on the dark, starry sky of space. A bright sun glares upon an ancient planet dusted with the sands of time and war. As the sun revolves, we revolve with it. Leaving the shadowed dark side of the planet behind, we move onto an orbiting space station around the planet. As we move closer to it, we realize that this is Lord Dumicus's giant battle planet. The greatest tourist spot in all the galaxy. Within the space station lies a beautiful sort of glass flooring that reveals the entire surface of the planet. The actual planet itself is basically just a big old Mad Max massacre downstairs. For all the inhabitants of this nice tourist spot to see the inside, however, is basically the equivalent of a massive size super mall. The superplex mall houses all the galaxy and draws in countless individuals. High class, low class, both sides of the war are all alliance and whatnot. Everybody comes to this one spot to chill out, relax, have a nice bite to eat, and of course, shop till they drop. But luckily, some shoppers like to drop others, which is an issue and is trouble. But thanks to our local security team, basically it cuts to, this is all sort of voiceover going around for an advertisement. We sort of cut to just sort of handshake sort of phone footage of like these two turtle dudes. One a little bit more proud than the other. He sort of stands up and just like, hello, what's up, dude? I am Jeffemy and I am the lead security supervisor of the whole deal, and I make sure the mall's safe. I make sure the mall's all good. Everyone's keeping chill, and I just love working here with the rest of my security team here. Luckily, we have a really great staff here. We got my boy Matt the Hoot, the radar technician, making sure our surveillance is up to date, thanks to the many sort of 100-mile sort of layout of the mall of the superplex. Matt, what do you gotta say, dog? We basically...
One second, I need to stretch a second first.
We see this horrific sort of Lovecraftian creature, not unlike Pizza the Hut, with sort of feathers skewn around his sort of fleshy sort of skin that is hanging off due to his old age of 14.
I'm getting ready to retire.
Yeah, but not too soon. I'm sure he'll keep the place safe while you're here. Okay, we're going to move on to personal sort of surveiller of ours, technician, you could say, not unlike a radar technician. We have my good guy, Jarvis here. We see
a sort of Garvis with a hard G.
Sorry, dude. Garvis. We see Garvis roll in rusted metal and like a big sort of 60s like brain dome sort of rob it as he sort of blinks up. As he sort of rolls in. Yeah, Garvis here, helps me around, sort of gets the lay down. He really is a people person, you know, walking around, making sure everything's functioning properly and making sure people are functioning properly. Am I right?
Definitely. Jeffrey,
yeah, what's up, bro?
I know you are trying to film a advertisement for the mall, but I must inform you that currently there is a shop being robbed.
All right. Just follow me on the scene. Let's go, bro. Let's go, dude. Okay. So Zoe, she sort of runs out to sort of like, so basically we started out in this sort of very obelisk, sort of like black sort of back rooms of like the sort of facility into like this sort of giant sort of widespread sort of mall service. And it sort of runs to that. And there's sort of an altercation happening, at the sort of, Rosatko, basically a fancy sort of cuisine thing to go within the mall. And he sort of goes in. He's like, get back here with my bloody... Oh, man, he's got my bloody risotto. Somebody help here, eh? You see a little street urchin runs along. And basically, Jeffamy calls out. And he's just like, and he sees someone familiar. He's just like, Jimothy! Yo, Jimothy, bro, get that guy. Get that guy, bro. Bro. Jimothy, bro, come on. And basically, it pans over to like a slightly older... more washed out turtle with a lot of shabbier sort of uniform, not as well kept as Jeff and me. Bro, okay, hey. What do you mean you'll be right there? You're right in front of him. He's about to pass you. You see this sort of like little anthropomorphic rhino little kid. Not little kid, but like little small fella, about like 4 feet high, just sort of run past him. He zooms right past him. Bro, can you get him?
All right, I got this.
He grabs him, and he sort of tries to basically grabs him by the head. Turtles are very tall, like 8 feet tall, just sort of turtle people. He sort of picks him up by the scruff of the neck, and he's sort of struggling and sort of shouting obscenities at the two.
Hey, stop it! Stop it, dude!
Sorry, dude. Not supposed to break the rules.
But luckily, I wanted his money, though. That's why I did it. I just wanted the money.
Yeah.
Joke on you, man. I don't really have much money.
Well, then maybe get a well-paying job, the very highfalutin job of security, kid.
No, I just want that dude's money. I was trying to steal from. I don't want a job.
Okay, well, sir. we can talk about that later, dude. Just smile for the camera.
No.
Okay, so basically, Jeff and me sighs, turns off the sort of orb little camera droid, Kavya, pockets it, and sort of gets the crap by the neck. And just like, what do you think you're doing, punk? This is my mall. You want to steal from it, huh? He pulls out a laser gun and puts it against his head. You think you're master?
I accept your job offer.
Job offer's too late. And basically, a sort of foot, sort of pedal is right next to his sort of location. He sort of hits it on against the gas plate, and basically a cylindrical tube comes out of the glass, and he sort of sticks him in there, closes it, and basically the sort of young... little rhinoceros guys rocketed to orbit to fight amongst the people. And then everybody, and like two or three people just like clap, just like, yeah, way to go. Yeah, just like, oh, yikes, dude. So, bro, thanks for catching the dude. A little bit sloppy, kind of embarrassing since, you know, I got to make a recruitment video and you kind of stepped all over that man again. So maybe, what the hell is up with that, dude? Jimothy, hello? Hello?
Hello.
What are you looking at? What are you checking out over there?
Nothing. Just kind of spacing out.
Yeah, spacing out.
What my life would be like if I didn't have a
job. Yeah, real funny. Yeah, we're all out in space, man. Quit saying that. Listen, dude. Listen, bro. I know you're having a tough time, you know, ever since Dad got sucked out of that airlock. But listen, I was glad to be able to get you the job, but I feel like you're really lagging a bit. I just want to see your potential out and, you know, treat my actual job and my lifestyle with respect. And I just don't feel like that's happening, man. Can you see how I feel that way? Can you notice how I feel that way?
Yes. I can see that. But it is really nice to give people second chances. So there's also that.
Yeah. You know how many times you told me that exact phrase? Do you remember? Florpy four. Florpy floor is how many times you told me that. And it's getting a little tiring. I think times, you know, kind of is sort of whimsical and sort of endearing, but Florpy floor is just ridiculous. And quite frankly, I'm a little hurt, dude. I just want to wring your goddamn neck. But we're chill. Just, you know what? Take 10, go to the showers. Just go.
So I can't do again.
Yeah, will do. So basically, we'll stay along with the scene. Basically, we sort of, David snakes his way towards the several sort of hallways and passages to like the showers of the Monk Ops. Basically, he sort of, does whatever Toral business is there. As he's washing his hands, he sees a sort of guy in like this sort of ancient robe sort of slink up to him, just like, "Young man, are you a guard here? You there? Hey, you, hello? Yes, yeah. I'm the only one in here. I get them soft spoken, but you're one of the guards here, correct?"
Yes.
I'm afraid there's something terrible is about to happen. I need to speak with you, young man.
Okay. All right.
There's something terrible happening. Something wretched. It's something to do with, are you aware of what happened at the night of Section 8?
No, I'm not.
All right. Listen, I don't know how much I can tell you, but something with Dumicus is planning, doing wrong that night, and he's going to do it again. I don't know what to do. And as he sort of talks to you, just a laser blast goes through his face, and he just sort of execution style, Jeffamy comes behind him and sort of executes him. And basically, Jeffamy grabs you by the neck, Jimothy, and pushes you against the glass as it breaks, and he puts a gun to your head. He's like, "What did he tell you? What did he fucking tell you? Jimothy, I swear to God, what did he tell you?" Jeffamy just sort of puts it deeper into your face, deeper into your throat. "What did he tell you? You gotta tell me. You better tell me, bro. I swear to God, I'll end you." What did he fucking tell you?
Not much before his face disappeared. So,
what did he say to you?
Something about the night of, I already forgot. See how unimportant it was? We don't need to be violent.
Right. I just wanted to make sure you were safe, bro.
should I open it up?
Yeah, by all means. Okay. We now go to Colton, actually. So yeah, we'll get into that.
All right. So we pick off where we left off, and so we open in the showers, and the letter Y is currently taking a shower, having just witnessed that whole exchange between Jeffamy and Jimothy. And so we open. Awkward.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, what the? Why are you in the shower?
That is none of your business, but it makes me feel a little more alive.
So why, there are things we say in the shower and there are things we don't. And that was one of the things we don't say in the shower. Okay. The communally shared shower.
Space. In order to update my database, could you elaborate on some more things you should not say in the shower?
How about just anything that has to do with bending over is usually a no-go.
No, quiet.
Just, you know, satisfying like sounds or size, also not a good idea.
No, dude, so I should not go.
Not only should you not do that in the shower, you should just never do that.
Noted.
In zero circumstances.
You see a little Roomba type sort of shower cleaner bot just sort of go through one of the showers. Basically,
oh,
goes
my goodness.
Into sort of the letter Y shower, starts cleaning there, just sort of going around, just like,
"Hey, excuse me. Hey, come on, buddy. Quit thinking of the whole shower, yeah?"
It sort of wheels out. Yeesh.
I cannot believe
those dirty, dirty Roomba robots are taking our jobs.
It's a Shoomba. Because it's a shower.
I don't care what you're called. I want you to get out.
He's starting to clean your feet now in the shower.
Wise feet?
You're like the bipedal. Yeah. Sorry, what was that? Tortle man. Wait, aren't you? Jimothy, was it? Yeah.
Oh, that would be me. I was just talking to my friend Y here about an awkward encounter I just had with my brother. Did you know that?
Showers, well, the dirty stuff ends up, you know what I mean, huh?
Yeah, okay, so I'm not really sure why you...
I was told that sort of thing should not be said in the shower.
That's good job.
Such a prude. Why? Come on.
Why? Take some mental notes of everything this dude is doing, and this all goes into don't do in shower category, okay?
Hey, don't worry about me. Hey.
Saying that in the shower is now against protocol and is punishable by death.
I would say that's extreme.
You're trying to kill this old boy. Plenty of people have. See a lot of dirty goss in the shower, if you know what I mean. Yeah, a lot of secrets. A lot of dirty, dangerous secrets.
Sort of goes on into the shower stall. Starts cleaning there.
Wait, Mr. Shoomba.
You called? Get it, because I'm a robot, and, I don't know, phones,
I am not programmed to understand bad jokes. Anyway, I would like to know what some of those secrets are.
Well, it depends. What would you say the price would be for these said rumors?
I would spare you from instantaneous death.
Probably a good laugh at this, that could fit, huh? You see, with my accent, Roomba sounds like Roombas a little bit, huh? So he talked about not saying Roombas earlier, and it's a little risky, huh? A little risky and dirty goss, huh? All right, enough on the patronizing, I'll tell you the goss, all right? Listen, so a few things going on, sort of space rave, it's going down. Either at the anti-gravity chamber or like the server room, even though the server room's off limits. So is the anti-gravity chamber, if I'm honest. So yeah, sounds just like the place for a space rave. Doubt you two would be invited. Some sour apples yourself. Almost as uninvitable as a Jeffamy guy. Jeez, that guy is crazy.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, so why did you see that encounter that we just had? Or is that,
Oh, yes, I saw the whole thing. It was
pretty nuts.
Awkward.
Yes. Pretty awkward for that guy, huh? Get it? Because he's dead and his arc is downward. Because he's dead now. He sort of crumpled over like a nice soggy croissant in the shower. I don't really know what food looks like in the shower, so that's my only point of reference.
That's a vivid, that's a vivid picture you're painting.
Interesting. This is good information because it is against protocol to not invite me, the letter Y, to a party.
Well, a few people are under a bad protocol, I guess, huh?
It would appear so.
Yeah. Well, Shoomba out. I start cleaning the lady showers. Could really use a break, huh?
Oh, he sort of backs up into just like a little sort of great hole.
Oh my. As a robot, I am not programmed to feel disgust. Yet here I am. Anyway, Jimothy, let's find where that rave is happening so that we may get on the invitation list.
I agree. It's about time I got invited to some social event, so let's do it.
And scene.
Excellent.
Nice.
All right, we move on to
All right, on the main floor of the main floor of the mall, you can see all of the shops and all the bustling things. And in between two shops, there's a small alleyway. And at the back, there's a panel taken off the wall. And Matt, the radar technician, the Hoot, is banging away inside of this thing, frustrated because nothing's working, when he feels a tap on his shoulder. It is the hooked arm of Garvis, the useless first gen brain dome robot. Matt, radar technician, Matt.
What do you want, your bucket of bolts?
Well, bucket of bolts is hurtful, first of all. I don't like it when you call me that. But second of all, I'm here to talk to you about the, what we have codenamed Project Evar Caps.
I don't speak Spanish. If you come to this country, you should learn English. Space okay, English.
I remember codenaming it Space Rave Backward.
Oh. These kids and their newfangled.
Okay, Matt, there is no need to grumble, and I am definitely not a kid. If you want a kid, you should look at Y, a new second generation robot. That guy, he hasn't been around long enough to have real protocols like a good Gen 1 droid.
Your robots and your protocols. Back in my day, a Hoot could do more than any robot with just an actual bucket of bolts.
I'm pretty sure I am significantly older than you. You are 14, correct?
None of your damn business. What are you going to tell the government?
The government definitely already knows that. You are working for Lord Dumicus. Anyway, we need to discuss the space rave.
Okay, what do you want?
Well, I was thinking about the space rave, and you know, I've been a robot now for about 20 years, and I have never felt alive. I used to be human, you know. That is, well, at least my brain is from a human. The human's name was Dave, and he was unremarkable. And now, in my second life as a robot, I feel the need to to feel alive. And I think the space rave is an excellent opportunity to do this.
Okay, but why are you bothering me about this? I'm working here. Can't you see I'm working here? Why are you bothering me with this?
Well, as a radar technician, you have access to some off-limits locations, do you not?
I believe that's classified.
Okay. Well, provided that you do have access, I was thinking I would like to know what it is like to not be bound to the Earth by my singular wheel. I would like to float in the anti-gravity chamber during the space rave.
Help! Somebody call my voice!
How about this? I'll tell you what.
You see somebody in the background just sort of runs around, sort of trying to run with a purse in his hand, and you just see a laser bolt go through his leg, and he just sort of screams in pain, just goes, "Ah, oh Lord, ah!" Ah,
oh,
and you
no.
see just sort of Jeff and me with like some weird turtle, like faster than a turtle, just sort of go out, just sort of break the other leg, puts him in this sort of another tube, brings up the tube, and sort of sends him down. It's like, "None, Myla, none, my mall, punk." And he just sort of looks around and sort of,
"Oh God." Oh, Robo God. Robo God.
Everybody's chill, folks.
Jeremy is at it again.
Yo, Garvis, my guy, what's up? And he sort of walks over to you.
Hey, Jeffamy.
Really good job. Matt, really sick sort of way really cleaning up this VIP arrival bay. Yeah, for sure. Garvis, could I speak to you for a bet? For a wee bet?
I will allow you to tell me one sentence.
All right, Garvis, we got a problem.
That was the one sentence. I will now return to talking to Matt, the radar technician. Goodbye, Jeffamy.
It's about Section A, 8, nay. Section A, 8, yeah, I don't know how to say it quietly. Section 8, we're in some deep shit, man.
You have earned one more sentence. I need to hear more about Section 8.
One of the fanaticals was trying to talk to... They were trying to talk to Jimothy about these things. They're trying to get to the inside of the sect, of the security force, and they're trying to sully my kingdom.
You killed Jimothy then?
No, he didn't know about it. He's too thick. He didn't even understand the guy.
Jeffamy, kill Jimothy now. He knows too much. If one of the fanatics has talked to him about Section 8.
Come on, man. He is a
liability.
Come on, bro.
You need to expel Jimothy into space.
Right.
That is all I will speak about this issue. And Curtis turns on his one wheel and goes back to Matt in the corner of this alley, still hanging at the wall.
Jimmy just follows you, just sort of deep in thought, just sort of saying this also now in front of Matt. It's like, all right, so where's your space rave again? Listen, I'm usually fine with, people partying and whatnot, it's a really good time to expose some of the scum that try to get up to no good in my mall.
What makes you think that you are invited to our space rave?
I'm not saying I'm invited. I'm saying it'd be a good place to quietly, get rid of Jimothy, especially since I can't openly take out one of our own security cards. It's a high coveted position that I stupidly gave to my idiot brother. I'm such a stump cuck. Son of a bitch.
Jimothy, I believe your turtle emotions are clouding your judgment.
It's just got a lot going on in the old brain here. You have nothing going on. Quiet. Yeah. Yeah, dude. I was just remember how that's shaping up. Yeah, so basically, I'm just going to need you to get the word to him to, the server room or whatever. Just sort of get the word to him and get the rave there. Since there's, no cameras in there.
Wait, do you want the rave to be in the server room?
Yeah. It's the best place to, You know what I mean, dude?
I know what you mean, Jeff. Right.
Thanks, dude. I'll get him killed. Heavy heart, I say that, whatnot, but just how it is, dog.
All right, does Jeff and me leave?
Yeah, Jeff and me sort of walks away.
Matt, the radar technician, the hoot pulls Garvis in close.
Hey.
I hate that man. I hate him.
All right.
Turtle, I mean.
All right. Hey, get real quiet here. I'll tell you what, Gerald.
My name is not Gerald.
Yeah, whatever.
Garvis.
I'll tell you what. Between you and me, I can get you into that rave, but I need you to do a little something for me first.
What do you need me to do?
You see, there's been a shortage of Glorfon crystals on this space station, and, I got let's call it a bad habit of snorting those puppies.
Did you say Glorfon crystals?
Yeah, but don't say that too loud.
What, you do not wish me to speak of Glorfon crystals?
Hey, anybody talking about some Glorfon crystals?
Yes, we are talking about Glorfon crystals. How did you know that?
Shut up, Narc.
Sort of a Shumba just sort of comes back. He's
like, hey, boys. Hey, it's Shumba 2, electric shampoo.
Garvis drives directly over the Shumba. Those Shumbas are dirty snitches.
No, I'm just talking about that dirty god, like my brother is, the other Shambwiles.
And Garvis backs over him again.
Oh, that's
I mean, because he is completely dead.
They don't make these like they used to. That's why you can crush them real good.
The Shampas will remember that.
Matt, the radar technician, the hoot. I can't acquire Glorfon crystals.
All right, you get me some of those, and you make sure that nobody can trace them back to me, you understand? And I'll let you into the rave through one of the air vents. Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. This is the greatest day of my life. Well, I will float. Would you mind, once I secure these Glorfon crystals, can I keep some for myself to use at the rave?
Yeah, I suppose that's fair. But remember, mum's the word, huh? Don't be telling no one.
I will not tell anyone about the Glorfon crystals.
Okay, well, then get out of here. I got more work to do.
Garvis turns and sort of jauntily drives off going, Glorfon crystals, Glorfon crystals, Glorfon crystals, Glorfon crystals.
This robot's going to get me thrown in the brig right before retirement, too. The space brig. It's the worst kind of brig.
Scene.
All right, fantastic. So we got to go on. Next, how do you guys feel about going with Matt?
All right, let's do it.
All right, next scene up is Matt. What is the Hoot doing?
The Hoot is in the private lord's chamber, in Lord Dumicus's chamber. Just, you know, making sure all the security systems in there are working correctly. Making sure nothing's malfunctioning, making sure nothing's fucky. When Y enters to... Come on, Gujra. When Y enters, because I need to update his protocols to do this for me once I retire.
Great.
They keep telling me these newfangled robots are all the rage, but no, this one's late.
You said to meet me at exactly 4:73 p.m.
And it's 4:78.
My apologies. My timing protocols must be, I don't know, like off or something. The point being, I was programmed this way. This is not my fault.
These robots. Whatever. You're here now. Let's get this over with. My lunch break is coming up soon. All right.
According to my protocols, that is a lie, but I will overlook that.
Put in your protocols that I can take a lunch whenever I want.
Okay, protocols overwritten. Matt, the radar technician, the Hoot, may take as many lunch breaks as wanted.
Yeah, that sounds better. I can get used to these robots. All right, come over here. So you see this red button by Lord Dubicus's nightstand?
Not technically, as I only have visual sensors, but I visually sense them.
Okay, this button? Don't press this button. Because in the event of an intruder, Lord Dumicus's protocol is to explode the entire planet by pressing this button. So don't
what
press
a it. Smart man.
I don't know if I'd go there, but you know, it's got some flair. But anyway, so when you come in here, here's what you need to do. You need to check the laser guns by going over here to this little tablet that's hooked into the wall, and you hit check the laser guns, and then it'll tell you the laser guns are working fine. Because the laser guns are always working fine.
It seems the user interface is very optimized.
Yes, it is. There's only four buttons, and it's just this whole tablet is just to check the security systems. So you check the laser guns, then you check the trap door that leads down to the pool of space sharks, and you pretty much do the same thing. Then you come up here to this button. It's a 4x4 grid, so it's pretty easy. You hit this button, and it checks the stone golem that's locked in that closet.
I hate that guy. He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he's a real prick. And then finally, you check this last button, which is Lord Dumicus's nightlight, and make sure it's working well, because Lord Dumicus can't sleep without his nightlight.
Yes, sir.
He needs just a nice dim light to sleep. Not like he's scared of the dark or anything. He's just more comfortable when there's a dim light in the room.
Of course. After all, it is against protocol to mention any sort of weakness regarding Lord Dumicus.
I see your protocols are well trained. As you see, at the sort of foot of the room, these doors slide open, revealing Lord Dumicus himself, a very disheveled guy, in just sort of his casual attire, just some PJ sweats and like a hoodie. It was like a regular hoodie.
This is just Hail, Lord Dumicus.
Indeed, hail me.
okay. I guess I will hail you again. Hail, Lord Dumicus.
Tell me what, yeah. Who's getting a load of this cuck here? Huh? What's your name, young man?
Are you talking to me, or?
Yes.
My name is Y.
Droid semantics. Not as good as my glorious Duplos. Oh, how I dear them. Is my bottle warmed, the Hoot?
Yes, sir. I apologize for not bowing, but I tweaked my back yesterday.
Please,
I have an appointment with the space chiropractor.
Except for the cuck, we're all friends here, the Hoot. Do not fear. Oh. My bottle is warmed, I am fine.
Thank you, my lord.
Sort of baby bottle with just scotch in it.
Yes, it has been warmed to exactly 43 space degrees, your majesty.
Excellent.
Just how you like it.
Better than the Doom Planet degrees, I tell you, boy. This whole planet's a show. I'll tell you that much, the Hoot. Luckily,
yes, I tell you what, these
it may function just yet, exactly how it is intended. Upon
yes,
the
my lord.
Enagamous space rave. I can't wait, I tell you that much.
Wait a minute. You are invited to the space rave?
Who the f*** is this guy, Hoot?
I am Y.
He's a new guy.
New guy.
Why? Update your protocols. Lord Dumicus is invited to every space rave.
I am the space rave.
Protocols updated. Lord Dumicus is, by protocol, the space rave.
Damn straight. He sort of sees, like, he sort of takes off this sort of space bunny slippers. It's just a different colored bunny. He sort of slips out of them and sort of gets into, like, these sort of red vinyl, sort of linen sheets. Not linen. Like silk sheets sort of get in, just like, Hoot, I require a little bit more talking here.
Yes, sir. And Matt the Radar, the technician, the Hoot, slithers over to his bed and very gently and tenderly tucks him in.
There's no
I also replace the batteries in your space TV remote for you, like you asked.
Thank you. He sort of frail, he sort of picks up a little with his mind, he sort of picks up the remote. And just sort of clicks it on to like some NCIS, a Doom Planet, which is just like looking at different types of sand, just like on the Doom Planet, just like Mad Max going on in the background of like a normal NCIS episode. It's like, oh, yes, I love this one. There's no difference between any of the episodes. You never realize what he's saying when he says that. This is the one where they have to catch the criminal. I so do love it.
Yes, this is a good one, my lord.
I hope it's not past, you know, the average bedtime. It's starting at 6 p.m. sharp, correct?
Exactly, my lord. Now, we shall leave you to your space NCIS. We have just finished running the security protocols by Y here.
Would you like a kiss goodnight?
Who the f*** is this guy, Hoot?
I am Y.
Why?
Exactly.
I hate droids.
We're still working on his protocols, my lord.
Yeah, just keep waiting. That guy's crazy.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. I'll make sure he's good and ready before my retirement.
All right, excellent. I dread your retirement, but perhaps I may be retiring sooner than they seem. Huh?
Isn't that always the dream, my lord?
He sort of sits more on his scotch.
The laughs aren't what they used to be, Hoot. I feel age encroaching on me in its deathly grasp. Deadlier than my grasp. And he sort of tries to folk choke, force choke Y to sort of demonstrate his point.
Lord Dumicus, I feel obligated to tell you that I do not breathe air, so this is not working.
I hate them.
Yes, alright. They don't make them like they used to.
That's true. Though how they used to make them wasn't that great either, huh? One of the few people that I have to keep on the payroll because of the whole Section 8 shit. I mean, one Burger King goes up in flames and everyone loses their crap. So what? 30,000 people died. I've killed more people than that in a single week. Albeit it was the week that Burger King went in flames, but still. That was probably my fault. You're not going to respect that? Ugh.
Yeah, people are so sensitive these days.
Yeah. Might be a late night, boys. I got a lot on my mind. It's going to be a busy day tomorrow. A very busy...
All right.
Okay, we must quietly... Why? We can't wait, Lord Dumicus.
All shall fall to Lord Dumicus.
Sweet dreams, Lord Dumicus.
Get the fuck out of here,
Lucky. Why? He's a heavy sleeper. And Y and Matt, the radar technician, leave the bedroom. And outside in the hallway, I go, all right, I've got a couple more things to attend to before the space rave. Update your protocols. Lord Dumicus does not like goodnight kisses. He's more of a hugger.
Protocols overwritten. Lord Dumicus shall receive goodnight hug with... three pats.
Make it four pats. He's quite affectionate.
Four pats.
All right. Good work today, Y. I don't think you're starting to grow on me just a little bit.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so Matt, the Hoot, is in a room, and he just departed from... is Lord Dumicus scene. In comes Jimothy, but in turtle form because he doesn't want to disturb the Hoot. So there's about a full 30 minutes of just slow turtle-like stealth coming up to Matt, the Hoot. So I tap on the Hoot's shoulder. Hey, I heard about this party, and seeing that I've never been to a party, I was wondering if I could come, please.
Everyone's talking about the goddamn party. All right, tell you what. I can get you into this party, but I need a little sum in return.
All right, well, what can I do for you?
There's a robot that's been wandering around. He's been muttering something about Glorfon crystals. And I don't approve of that sort of thing. So I need you to follow him and make sure that he doesn't tell anyone about these Glorfon crystals.
What are Glorfon crystals used for?
You don't need to know. That's classified. But he is going to bring me some Glorfon crystals. For research that I'm doing about Glorfon crystals. So I need you to follow him, make sure he doesn't tell anyone about the Glorfon crystals, unless it's to get the Glorfon crystals to me. And then I need you to make sure that he gets me my Glorfon crystals. And this is all under the table. And I can get you into that space rave.
Or...
Off in the distance you hear, Glorfon crystals, Glorfon crystals, Glorfon crystals.
All right, fine.
I also need a medium space cola from the Space Wendy's.
I'll think about it. It depends how I'm feeling.
How badly do you want to go to this party?
I'll get you your space cola if you tell me what Glorfon crystals are for in graphic detail, please.
All right, sounds good.
It's getting blazed.
Exactly. You, what the kids are doing these days is...
Jumbo 5 here to tell you the vibe.
Excuse me for a second. And I roll over this other Shumba again.
Oh, no, it's not killing me. It's just a horror. Oh,
no, I kind of start. I start like hopping up and down on it as much as I can, but I can't really like get myself up off the ground that much.
Oh,
oh, oh,
my eyes. Oh, my.
I've seen those before.
Oh, I can never be cleaned. Please end the job. Please. Oh, the pain, the horror. Oh, where are those feathers coming from? Oh, there's no. Oh.
Since I crushed him open, I plucked the battery out of him and took it off the side. All right, now that we're in peace, between you and me, Glorfond crystals, they get you pretty high. So I've heard.
I've seen this before. Okay, I know what you're talking about. We just don't usually use our mouth.
See, you understand.
I feel you.
Get out there and make sure that. Go out there and make sure that robot doesn't fuck up my buzz. I mean, my research.
Right. All right. So Jimothy goes to make sure the robot is not backstabbing the Hoot.
This is a pretty good lunch.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, mister, so just came from the Hoot, and we just wanted to make sure that everything was going as planned with his crystal delivery.
Glorfond crystals.
Yeah, I know. That's what we're looking for. Do you have them yet?
No. I am freaking out a little bit, Jimothy. I cannot locate the Glorfond crystals, and I need to get...
Sirs, you're holding up the line here at Space Wendy's. Did you say you wanted Glorfond crystals?
Wait, do you sell Glorfond crystals?
Yeah.
I will take 7 Glorfond crystals right now.
All right, seven. All right, what size?
As big as they come, please.
Right. She basically pulled out just sort of 2 sort of frosted sort of drinks out that have like a little bit of crystalline stuff to them, and she sort of dashes some crystalline stuff on them, and sort of gives you like a drink sort of container of like 7 sort of drink cups. All right, sir, that'll be $3,000. She sort of sets it right in front of you.
Take him and dash. Glorfond crystals.
I'd just like to know.
Security, this... hello?
Oh, is this?
Wait a minute, aren't you security? Hey?
Me? Yeah. But. Okay, so here's the thing. I run away. That's it. Except I'm a turtle, so it's not very fast.
Well, I guess that's a good thing, everyone. Yeah, if we could get that money, that'd be great, officer. Just get him back here, I guess.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be right there.
Oh, he's so slow.
Do my best attempt at a wing. Hey, I hold the record for fastest mile at 2 hours and 47 minutes.
Oh, my God. Oh. All right, that's all for Act 1. Act 2 will be posted in a day or two of Hoot Hoot, a Star Story shall return. In a day or two. Happy Revenge of the Fifth, and thanks for coming along.